In these times, it's tough to tell what looks good in the market and what doesn't. But at New Constructs, they sort that stuff out, and they're here to talk about it now. Welcome to the Danger Zone. It's the Danger Zone on Money Life. This is where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And typically, what makes something dangerous is that, well, when you look at it from the top down, it looks pretty good. But at New Constructs, they're not necessarily looking from the top down. They're asking a different question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
It's possible, and the way they determine that is by digging in at the footnotes level, working their way up. If they find that the numbers are misleading, well, you could have something that's headed for trouble. By the way, if it works out in your favor, in other words, if something looks bad but is actually good, that could make something attractive. To learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They are on Twitter at New Constructs, and they blog about all of their Danger Zone picks. So anything you hear us talk about, you can always get full details on by going to their website. David Trainer is the president and founder of New Constructs. He's with us now. David, great to have you back on Money Life.
It is my pleasure to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Investors who don't read the footnotes.
Danger, danger.
Now, of course, we don't necessarily need to read the footnotes if we're relying on New Constructs. This is what you do best. But this is that point in the year where the footnotes become really interesting because we start to get them in the annuals and all the other sorts of things that we're going to see, right? So this is where, if you don't read the footnotes, you're going to wind up being led astray, correct?
Yes. And look, the same is true for, you know, any kind of analysis. Look, let's face it, there's no one in the world willing to argue that it made sense to buy GameStop at anything over $100 on fundamentals. The biggest problem, not regulators, not politicians, not margin requirements, the biggest problem in our investment society today is that there's not a reliable source of fundamental research. Something to give people some sense of risk they take relative to cash flows and valuation. Now, people say, oh, well, Wall Street does all this research. Wall Street's conflicted. And there's proof littered across the marketplace that the numbers that Wall Street analysts provide are biased, inaccurate, incomplete. There's the new study we've talked about that systematically proves the bias in Wall Street earnings, systematically proves the inaccuracies, omissions, and biases in legacy fundamental data providers upon which all fundamental research besides ours is based, right? So the problem is real. And it's best manifest in the fact that we have thousands of individual investors being lured into buying these stocks at prices untethered to fundamentals. And that's the real problem. And guess what? It's the last thing Wall Street wants you to be able to solve. Because as long as they can dangle this candy in front of you and you go biting for it, they're going to make a ton of money on you. And we're all going to see when all this comes out in the wash, Wall Street made out like a bandit during the meme stock frenzy.
A huge part of reading the footnotes is that the accounting rules that companies have to abide by have loopholes in them. You think, hey, we understand what this means when I see it on a balance sheet, but the truth is it's not necessarily what it means. Let's talk about some of those loopholes and why they're particularly important now. And I guess the one that is going to get the most attention, if anybody wants to pay attention to footnotes, would be the stuff on Bitcoin, right?
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of loopholes. We list them all on our site, you know, and as we've talked about before, Chuck, we're totally transparent in the work we do, which is why prestigious institutions like Ernst & Young, Harvard Business School, MIT Sloan are willing to write papers proving our data is better, is because we can prove it. Everything's audited back to the original source. And there's tons of them. We list them all. The new one on the street is Bitcoin investing. I like to call it, when Elon Musk buys Bitcoin, I'm like, this is just one meme stock buying another meme stock. And what we mean there is that this has nothing to do with anything but playing on the media frenzy and the irrational understanding and influences on the stock market today. Basically, with Bitcoin, these companies are creating a cookie jar that they can use to manage earnings. For example, MicroStrategy took a big loss, non-cash loss, on their Bitcoin investment last year. That allows them to set up their earnings this year, right, for a big beat. And we talked about this last year, Chuck, the kitchen sink effect, when we saw more write-downs, COVID-related write-downs, that drove overall write-downs in the first half of 2020 than we'd seen cumulatively over like the prior 5 or 10 years, right? Just a huge situation where people were saying, okay, it's a bad environment. Nobody's happy or sanguine about stocks. Let's make our earnings look bad now while we can. So when things turn around, we can use the opposite to make them look good. So we do write downs on all this stuff and the things are bad. And MicroStrategy is going to be able to take a gain on the increase in Bitcoin since they bought it, right, to make earnings look even better this year if they want. That's how the game works, and Bitcoin is just another tool for companies to use non-operating, non-core activities to make the core business look good.
And so we see that kind of stuff. I mean, there's other examples, other loopholes. Is there one other that we can point out in the limited time we've got?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest one are unusual gains and losses that are buried in the footnotes. Like, so, for example, in our report this week, we're going to talk about a company, Celanese Corp, which has the most overstated earnings because it has the most non-recurring income, right, baked into their GAAP earnings number and baked into their analyst earnings number. And we detail like 10-plus different charges and gains that we pull out. The big one is a $1.4 billion gain on the sale of investments and affiliates, right, an unusual gain. Another one is a $6 million gain from commercial disputes. These are not easily found on the income statement anywhere. And then another example, we do the good and the bad. HanesBrand has the most understated earnings, and you don't find that unless you read the footnotes. And we see that their earnings are understated by about $1.24 a share, which is almost 100% of earnings or more. And a lot of it's write-downs that you don't find unless you read the footnotes. So doing the diligence matters. It's more important today than ever. And we're here to do it for people who want to take that level of risk off the table and invest a little smarter.
Because if they don't have you doing it, well, by not reading the footnotes and investing in some stocks, they're going to find out that perhaps they're headed for trouble. And of course, that at the danger zone is what we try to help them avoid. David Treanor, thanks as always for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
My pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
David Treanor is the president and founder at New Constructs. If you want to learn more, newconstructs.com. And again, they blog on their Danger Zone picks, so there's a full report giving you all the details on not just the examples we talked about here, but more of the loopholes, the things that you would have to look for, or maybe the things that you want to hire them to look for. They're on Twitter, at New Constructs. All right, we are heading for home on the Monday, February 22nd edition of Money Life. Up next, it's market call time. Andy Braun, manager of the PAX Large Cap Fund, will be here. And it's ESG Large Cap Investing next on Money Life.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.